Born exactly 1 month after its theatrical debut in May of 1977, I grew up on a steady diet of Star Wars films, like many other American kids of that era. Through toys and merchandise, I charted the journey of Luke Skywalker from desert farm boy to galactic hero, one of many storylines that filled my imagination.
It's become this one enormous story, and you can take from it the thrill of the battle scenes, you can take from it the affection of the human characters for each other, the love indeed.
No Star Wars movies were released from the mid-1980s to the late 1990s, depriving me of new space battles or love stories in my teenage years. Undaunted, I wrote my own Star Wars screenplays, which I sent to the man I admired, creator George Lucas himself. All were politely returned, unread. Even so, my love for Star Wars never faded.
Star Wars to me has been really important in sort of looking beyond just a hero and a villain to larger questions of culture and identity.
Media and cinema studies professor Blair Davis has a simple explanation for people's fascination with Star Wars and devotion to the franchise.
It's telling us older stories about who we are and why we become the people that we seek to become.
While youthful dreams of collaborating on Star Wars projects never came true, they set me on a communications path and are a continuing part of my identity as a fan and a reporter.
For many of these people dressed up in these Star Wars costumes, it's more than just a movie, it's a way of life.
You're certainly not alone in having Star Wars as being so key to who you are, because so many of my students share the same story about what it means to them as fans and then becoming media scholars as well. It tells stories that I think are uniquely human despite all of the aliens on display. They're about family, about finding family, losing family, and about really trying to become the person that you're meant to be.
Family is central to my Star Wars story today. My love of the saga is passed on to my children. I see their imaginations fueled, as mine once was, and continues to be.
What did Hazel love white hair?
It is sort of the end of an era of one part of the saga, but I look forward to the fact that Star Wars will live on, hopefully longer than I will, and certainly longer than George Lucas.
Although Lucas turned Star Wars over to Disney in 2012, he is still intimately connected to his creation.
It's one of the hottest tickets in town, and not even the rain will keep these fans away from the premiere.
And although he never read my screenplays many years ago, I did have an opportunity to finally speak to him at a London Star Wars film premiere in 2005.
What do you want them to take away from the whole saga?
What it is that caused you to turn to the dark side and what the consequences are.
While the Skywalker saga is ending, fans can take solace. At least three more Star Wars movies are planned for the coming decade. New characters and plot lines sure to emerge. For now, I doubt waiting in line with my children to see Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
We'll always be with you.
Or this very report.
No one's ever really gone.
Will be the end of my continuing Star Wars journey.